What's wrong with you? I had this record playing in my head. It was just like a non-ending loop. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? And it started when I was being abused as a child and let the enemy convince me that it was my fault, that if my father wanted to do what he was doing to me, there must be something wrong with me because other little girls didn't have that happen. I didn't realize that probably many of them were going through the same thing. But I wasted, just through ignorance, I wasted years and years and years of my life. Actually, to be honest, I was born again when I was 9, but I never learned anything. You can't grow without learning anything. And then when I was in my early 30s, I had a real touch from God, and there was quite a revival going on at that time called the Word Revival. And so people just love the Word. I mean, I remember, you know, if you weren't in church for 3 hours, it was a short service. Now you got to be in and out in 45 minutes or everybody gets, you know, aggravated. But people just loved the Word. And I loved the Word of God. And you can't grow and mature in God without that. But it's not all going to make you feel good and comfy. So there's the milk of the Word, which is what I call dessert. And we all need a little dessert now and then. But there's the meat of the Word, which are the messages that are a little bit harder to hear. But to be honest, you cannot live a healthy life on dessert. You need the vegetables. You need the spinach. You need the meat. You need the stuff that you, I mean, I like all that stuff, but I've learned to like it. I prefer it now over sweets. And you know, in Timothy it says, the time will come when people will gather and heap unto themselves one teacher after another until they find one who's saying what they want to hear. And I think that's kind of the situation that we're in today in the world. You know, if you turn me on television, don't like what I'm saying, then you can just flip the channel and find somebody else. I had a very interesting eye-opening revelation last week. You know, we do these little Instagram posts that are just like 30 seconds or 45 seconds, something like that. And it shows you on there how many people viewed it. And so sometimes the numbers are real high, and sometimes they're rather low. And I've tried to understand why that is. And a couple weeks ago, they were real low all week, and then I realized I was teaching on having a clean conscience that week. So I can connect the numbers to rather what I'm teaching on is meat or milk. And I want you to be the kind of person that it's like, tell me something, speak something deeper to me. Speak something to me that's going to help me change. Don't just be the kind of person that wants to just go to church and sit there and clap and jump up and down and go home and nothing ever be different. Now, obviously we all need to change. How many of you agree with that? There's not a person in here that doesn't need to change, including me. But here's the good news. You can't change yourself. Only God can really change you. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the entire renewal of your mind. So transformation is a work done from the inside out. Confirmation means, or conforming to something, means somebody has laid out a mold and you're trying to cram yourself into that all the time. So we really need to understand that when we go to church or we hear a message or you're watching this today, and if there's something about it that makes you squirm a little bit, or if you think, I got a problem in that area, don't let that condemn you. Thank God for it. Every time God corrects you, thank Him for it. He only chastises those whom He loves. But see, what I would do is I would go to church and I would hear those messages, and they would make me feel bad about myself because I didn't know how to handle them properly. But I would be determined I was going to go home and change. I'm going to change. If I heard a message on talking too much, that was me. I talk too much. Well, bless God, I'm going to change. I'm not going to talk too much tomorrow. So my answer, because remember this, the flesh is always extreme. It's never balanced. And so I would go home and not talk at all. Wouldn't say anything. I was just like, you know. I mean, it was ridiculous when I look back. And then Dave would say, what is wrong with you? And then I would do what the flesh usually does. It figures you try to do the right thing and people don't like it. You do the wrong thing and people don't like it. No matter what you do, people are never satisfied with you. And see, that's just the flesh having a pouting little fit. And so what a great revelation it was to me when I found out, especially through a revelation that I discovered in Galatians 3, 1 through 3. Oh, you poor and silly and thoughtless and unreflecting and senseless Galatians. It could have just been, oh, you poor, silly, thoughtless, unreflecting and senseless Joyce. Who has fascinated or bewitched you or cast a spell over you, unto whom right before your very eyes Christ the Messiah was openly and graphically set forth and portrayed as crucified? Now let me ask you a question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit as a result of obeying the law and doing all of its works? Or was it by hearing the message of the gospel and believing it? Second, right? Yes. You didn't receive Christ because you did everything right. Matter of fact, you finally went to Christ because you couldn't do everything right. And you were at the end of yourself and you wanted help. You couldn't live like that anymore. So it was more like, I give up, God. If you'll take me the way I am, you can have me. And so the same way that we receive Christ, says in 2 Corinthians, that's the same way that we should live. Every day I say, I am nothing without you. In me that is in my flesh dwells no good thing, but I can do all things through you if you'll help me. Just because I've come into this TV studio and done these kinds of things thousands and thousands of times, don't ever think that I ever come here without asking God to help me. Because having human flesh, we can have a downfall at any time if God doesn't keep us strong. Amen? Amen? And so I would go home and try to change, but I left God out of the equation. And what I should have done was said, I received that conviction. You're absolutely right. I talk too much. And I want to change. And I'm asking you to change me. Now, did I have a part? Yes, my part and your part is to, now listen to what I'm going to say, study the Word of God in the area where God is convicting you. It's not just a matter of, oh, I've got a problem with a temper, so I'm going to read, let's see, I like Psalms, I'll read a Psalm. Now, I've put my time in the Word. No, if you're angry, you need to find every scripture you can find on anger and temper. Write them out in longhand. Put them on your computer. Confess them. Because the Word of God, now listen, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. And it has the power in it to change us because God works through His Word. He worked through His Word to bring you salvation. You heard the message and you believed it. And so it became a reality in your life. And the same way that you were saved is the same way you're going to be changed. And when you believe, now listen, you enter the rest of God, which is where we started almost 30 minutes ago. Are you frustrated with yourself? No, I'm not frustrated with myself anymore. I'm where I'm at today. I want to be everything that God wants me to be. And I'll change a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow. Sometimes we change so in such tiny little amounts that we don't even notice it. We can't even really measure it. But here again, if you keep it up and 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 keep it up, there's a wonderful little word in the Bible, continue. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. It doesn't just magically make you free, but the truth of the word, if it's applied to your life, will make you free.